Joining us right now is Jeff Newhall, who is the head girls basketball coach at St. Mary's Inland and also their athletic director. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
Jeff, you guys are off to that 9-1 start. Give our listeners just a brief update on some of the things that have happened so far this year, including your trip south.
It's been things have moved really quickly. Through the first, we're almost halfway through now. We get off to a decent start. We lost a game at the buzzer before we left to go to Florida at Cathedral, a top five team in the state. And then we went to Florida for 6 nights and won the tournament down there, and it was a great experience for all the kids. And then, since we've come back, we played in the Wilmington Christmas tournament against Reading and Wilmington, and we won that tournament. And then we returned to league play with the Bishop Stang, and then we had Cathedral on Friday night in kind of a rematch game, and the kids came out and played with just great energy all night, and we were able to win that game by 19 points.
Jeff, tell me about your team. Who are the players that are contributing for you this season?
We've had great contributions kind of throughout the lineup. I mean, even the other night we played 10 people in the first half. But we're led by our three seniors who've had great careers here and just been great leaders for us on and off the court. Yersi Quilese is our point guard. She's a scholarship player to Northeastern. She kind of does everything for us at both ends of the floor, really the quarterback, so to speak. We have Naya Morgan, who's going to Bentley on a scholarship, and she's our leading scorer right now at around 18 points a game. And Kellen Pereira, who's going to Monmouth, who's averaging about 14.5 points per game, who, is kind of a guard, but we have it playing forward here. So they all bring different things to the table, but just tremendous basketball players, tremendous kids. And, we get a bunch of other kids that have been doing a lot of good things as well. Like I said, we've been playing a decent amount of kids each night.
Jeff, tell me about this year's team. How is it similar to past St. Mary's teams? And maybe what are the strengths? And, give me a little more of a description of your team and how you score and how you defend.
Yeah, I mean, we lost just one starter and two players from last year's team. So in some ways, we're very similar to what we've been. You know, I think we're a strong defensive team. I think offensively, we're still trying to, become a little bit more organized and transition and half-court stuff. But, a lot of our stuff is really dictated off of our defensive pressure and trying to get the ball up the floor as quickly as we can and getting points in transition. I do think we have some excellent options in a half-court offense, and we've gotten a lot better at executing that, certainly, and we did a good job of that late Friday night as well. So, our other returning starter is Bella Owumi, who started last year as a seventh grader, and she's now in eighth grade, and she just continues to get better and better. She changed the game on Friday night, specifically with her defensive pressure. Also, our other starter, our new starter, would be Reese Metella, who's our center, who's really improved, especially this year. And on Friday night, she was she had a double-double. She had 11 points, 10 rebounds. So she obviously impacted the game quite a bit. So we have a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same people coming off the bench, but we do have some new kids, and of course everyone's, in my opinion, has improved drastically from year to year. So we're similar to what we were, I think our defensive pressure is getting to where we want it to be, but everything else is still a work in progress.
Jeff, what more can you tell me about the league, the Catholic Central League? Very tough league, some great teams there. So give me the overview there and what you're up against and what other teams are up against in that league.
It's going to be, it's a battle every night. I mean, we got Selma coming up on Friday. They're our rival. It's always it's one of the best games of the year. And in the past 4 years, I think we've played them 3 times each year. So, they've already got a couple of big wins under their belt. So that's always a tough game, especially for us and being our rivalry game. And then Cathedral, who we split with, is in the top 10 in the state. And we still have Fian twice, who's currently ranked second in the state. We've already played Cardinal Spelman and Bishop Stang, so we're already through them. And then Arlington Catholic has improved from last year. And Archbishop Williams, who used to be really a powerhouse, had been down for a couple of years, is back back to a good level. They're 7-3, coming off of a huge win over Braintree last week. So certainly going to be a tough stretch here for us within our league. But I think it, in the long run, this is what prepares you for the tournament.
Absolutely. Now, here's my last one on the league, Jeff. Is that a lot of you guys are all in different divisions within that league, right? When it comes to postseason.
Yeah. So fans in Division One. There's Arlington Catholic, Williams, Bang, Fenwick. We're all in three, and then Cathedral's actually in Division Four. So most of us are in three, but Fiends in one and Cathedral's in four, and then the rest of us are in three.
All right, I got it. All right, here's the last one, Jeff. You guys are playing up at North Andover. I don't know how they've done the last few years. I know you would, but that's been a great program over the years, the North Andover girls. You're going out of league and playing up there tonight.
Yeah, they're playing the, you know, you talk about our league being tough. Their league is extremely difficult as well. I know that they have a very, very good point guard. That, you know, last year, I think in the tournament, they might have went to the final 16. This year, I think they have two losses, both of them to Andover, who's the top-ranked team in the state, one of which was a 5- or 6-point game. So we know we have our hands full going up there tonight for sure.
And you're not afraid to schedule tough teams, are you, Jeff?
No, it's just like I said, whether it's in our league or outside the league, I just think, you know, games like this prepare you for the long run.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we'll touch base very soon here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yep, there he is, Jeff Newhall, athletic director, girls basketball coach at St. Mary's in Lynn.